This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? What do I mean by that? I mean, be prepared for everything. Everything. That's what I mean by cocked and locked. You dialed so correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Listen line, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Mackenzie's engineering the broadcast. Kyle's going to be joining us engineering in just a few minutes. I'm Vincent Fennelli. There's a link to your instructors at USAprepares.com. Today we're going to talk about taxes. Kurt Wilson's joining us. He's on the landline calling in right now. Yeah. He's on the phone here at the studio, and Kurt Wilson will be calling in right now. Mrs. Fennelli, could you have Kurt Wilson call right back in? Could you have Kurt Wilson call into the studio right now?
He's been calling in. Great. And they keep putting him on hold.
Great. Okay. Okay. So, extension 122. Kurt Wilson has been put on hold, and he's been getting lost somewhere in the system. So maybe he's on another extension. If you could check with that, Mackenzie, I'd appreciate it. So here we are. We're talking about taxes. And one of the things that we'll be talking about, the attack by the state of Missouri on we the villagers. So the state of Missouri is sending out these computer-generated letters. They've stolen money from us, and they've used it to buy a computer system and software and so forth. And then they hire people to man and women these computers and spit out these letters demanding that you pay sales tax. And they say it's unpaid sales or use tax. And they are in, the first one that we got was like $35,000. The second one was like $65,000. That added up to $100,000. And they decided that, maybe they were wrong because we proved that they were wrong. And now they're coming after us for about $1,000. So they just don't quit. Well, I've had it with these thugs. I've absolutely had it. And I called Kurt Wilson of Survival Enterprises, SE1.us, and asked him if he would join us today. And Kurt Wilson has joined us. Welcome, Kurt.
Well, nice to be here. I tried calling in earlier, but the engineer wasn't there, so a janitor answered the phone and put me on elevator music. So finally they got through. Finally I got through. So good morning, Vince.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Kurt, I've got to tell our class, our broadcast class, what happened when I called you and I said, hey, Kurt, you want to come on the air on Friday and talk about, taxes and things that are happening? And you said, that's a really good day for yard sales and garage sales. Yeah, I'd rather be on the radio. And I'm thinking, really? I'd rather be at yard sales because we hardly have any of them here. A yard sale would be a huge treat for me.
Well, in Idaho, see, the problem with having yard sales is we only have two seasons. We have winter and construction. And so if you can, if somebody, if there's a day that's clear and above 30 degrees, people will pop up yard sales all over the place. And today, yesterday it was 85 degrees. What is it? Thursday, 85 degrees. Wednesday, wow, it was 49. Yesterday, wow, 85. Today it's going to be about 72 with possible thunder showers, but in the afternoon. So that means they're going to be having yard sales this morning. But when you said taxes, you lit a fuse in me.
Oh, boy. Well, they lit a fuse in me. And, you know, Kurt, I haven't had a good fight in a while. And, you know, I've come out against Allied Waste, the number two dump company in the country, and we beat
them. They're mafia.
That's right. That's right. And only two counties, as far as I understand, up until the point where we did battle with Allied Waste, only two counties, and we were one of them, stopped Allied Waste's invasion into our county in Virginia. It was a rough fight. I mean, it was a rough, rough fight. But we prevailed. And then the other fight that we had in Virginia was the Shaw Carpet Company. They had an abandoned building, and they wanted to build a private prison in our little town of 500 people, and we fought them and beat them too. And, you know, so we have a really good success rate of fighting these unconvicted criminals. However, the one thing that we have not been able to prevail in, the only thing, is fluoride. We've been involved in many, many fights, including out-of-state fights, where a homeowner plants a garden in their front yard, like in Orlando, Florida, and gets fined $500 a day for being out of compliance with code. And so we took them on and gave out their phone numbers and the cell phone number of the investigator. And, you know, by the afternoon, they gave up. They decided they were going to change the ordinance. And then in Missouri, there was a House bill to ban AK-47s, AR-15s, magazines over 10 rounds, certain pistol grips.
Yeah, typical Democrat garbage.
Yeah. Well, what we did was I found out the who sponsored the bill. I called them in the morning, and I gave out their cell phone numbers. I called the House, Missouri State House of Representatives, and I said, I don't have Rory Ellinger's cell phone number. May I have it, please? And I got it, and I said, and Jill Shoup, hers? Great, thank you so much. And I gave out their phone numbers on the air. And I talked about the confiscation of property. And I said, you know, it's kind of like you buy a refrigerator. And they say, okay, this is a good refrigerator. It's the last, you know, a good durable refrigerator, you know, Whirlpool, whatever. And so you bring it home, and then you find out, you know, maybe a year later or 2 years later, that, you know, these CFCs, these fluorocarbons, they're dangerous, they're damaging the atmosphere. And then the government says, look, you can't have them anymore. That refrigerator is really dangerous. So you have 90 days to turn in your refrigerator to the government without compensation. You have 90 days to get it out of your state, Missouri, for example, in this hypothetical, fictitious example. You've got 90 days to get it out of state, or you can destroy it. And if you don't, you will be guilty of a felony, which is something that you can be put in jail for 7 years, you know, because, you know, now that refrigerator that you bought thinking it was perfectly above board and legal and you did everything according to the rules and codes and so forth, statutes, but now they changed their mind. It's not legal anymore. So that's the example that I gave, that, and then people realized that this is serious business, because that rifle that they bought, that AR-15, is absolutely perfectly legal one day. The next day, Missouri says you can't have it here. Well, they went ballistic. And they called Rory Ellinger on his cell phone. They called Jill Shoup, these two thugs, these state alleged representatives, and they beat them up on the phone. They yelled at them. They screamed at them. They called them all day and all night, and they were relentless because these two thugs wanted to steal personal property. And by the afternoon of the next day, I mean, this didn't even take a day, a full 24 hours, less than 24 hours later, I was watching on the internet KMOV television, a news clip out of St. Louis, Missouri. And there was Rory Ellinger, and he's saying, where'd these people get our phone number? These are our cell phone numbers. They're yelling at us, they're screaming at us, they're mean. And, you know, that was the intent. He was really livid that people were angry that he was in the business of trying to steal their property, and they were rising up. Well, ultimately, he died. And he's no longer around to shove us or, you know, push us around. I didn't wish that on him, but evidently it happened. But I happened to be at a meeting. And the reason I'm telling you this is it's interesting how these things happen. I was at a meeting at a restaurant. And there was this other thug, and he, an alleged representative, and he wanted to have this bill passed where you'd have the right to farm in Missouri. And what he was doing is he was telling us how good it is to have the right to farm. Well, I have a right to farm without that. I have a right to farm, but now so many stupid people joined in and said, yeah, you have a right to farm. And they voted for this amendment that now we have a right to farm subject to the health department.
Yeah. There you go, subject to.
Yeah, subject to. But
this, this is what communists do. And Democrats are not anything other than communists with the volume turned down.
Mm-hmm. So I was at this meeting with this guy, and they're trying to figure out who I was, because I would just sit at this table in this back room of the restaurant listening to all this nonsense about how good this right to farm bill is. And every time I asked a question, which was very seldom, the meeting would stop. Everybody would look at me like, who is this guy? Because I never said who I was. Actually, what I told them when they said, why are you at this table? I said, well, actually, I was supposed to be at a different table, but that was all full. And I thought I would sit here because you guys are talking about, I have a little calf, and you guys are talking about cows, and I'm just kind of concerned about my, and I have it, they have really good hamburgers here, don't they? So that's why I'm here. And so, so finally, this guy was so annoyed with me. He said, I don't know who you are, but every time you ask a question, you totally disrupt this. As a matter of fact, I forgot what I was talking about. That's what I do. And he was so annoyed with me. After the meeting, he said, and it wasn't like I was interrupting a lot. I was just kind of scratching my head and asked like a one-line question. Very simple question, but it put him in a box and they couldn't get out of it. After the meeting, he said, so who are you? I said, well, I'm just a farmer. And he said, what else do you do? Well, I have a radio show. I do a national broadcast. And like he said, did you record this? And I said, no, I didn't record this. But I'll talk about it tomorrow. And thanks for your business card, because I'll be mentioning you and the Missouri Farm Bureau, your buddy there, and they'll be talking about you guys and what you're up to. And I said, did you ever hear about House Bill 545? You know, that AR-15? He said, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Those guys were so beat up, they're still talking about that. No one wants to even get close to anything like that again. I said, well, that was the plan. That was the plan. And by the way, I'm the guy who did it. And now these guys are just standing there wetting their pants thinking, tomorrow's broadcast is going to be just like that about them. And you know what? It was. So what? This is the reason I'm telling this story is so that those in the Missouri Department of Revenue who are intently.
What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite fat raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I don't know, class. I'm on this steroid, and it's making me grumpy. And my fuse is real short lately. Really, really short. And so, let me give you an example. When I spend our hard-earned money, and I mean hard-earned, I do it very carefully. And one thing I don't want to do is waste it. And giving it to the government, to me, in many instances, not all, but many, is tantamount to wasting money. And especially the oppressive sales tax in Springfield, Missouri. It's over 8%. Well, I'm not willing to spend 8% if I don't have to. So I'm going to avoid, not evade, I'm going to avoid paying sales tax wherever I can by buying things used. And that's perfectly above board. The sales tax has already been paid on whatever it is I'm going to buy if I buy it used. Someone else paid it. Good for them. Well, I don't want to pay it. So, for example, I needed a cement mixer. I'm putting in this array of solar panels. And so I found a cement mixer on the Internet. $240 would be, you know, a good price if I could get one new. That'd be a very low price. I bought it for $90. Why 90? Because that's what the man wanted for it. I didn't say, well, how about if I give you 20? He wanted 90, and I was certainly willing to buy it for 90. It's like brand new. I bought a tile saw. It's a Grizzly brand tile saw. Selling price, $699. I paid $240 for it. Why? Because I needed it. I bought it used. No sales tax. No sales tax due. I bought some trailer ramps. At least $800 worth of trailer ramps so I get vehicles on our trailer. less than 200. Used. I'm going to buy a vise, at least a $200 vise. It's $40. Now, it's used. I will not be paying sales tax on that. And one of the things we're going to teach you during this two-hour broadcast is how you should look at taxes and how you can save an enormous amount of money. If you don't save $1,000 by listening to this broadcast every year, something's wrong. Okay? Just by what we're going to teach you probably in hour number two. Kurt Wilson's with us, SE1.us. Kurt's a broadcaster, and you can listen to him over the weekends. Kurt, how do we hear you on the air?
Well, you go to armchairsurvivalist.com, and it'll tell you how you can listen to me. I'm on shortwave, internet, of course. I have recorded podcasts, satellite. I'm everywhere. They play me in the Navy, aboard ships, on the oil platforms in the Gulf and up in Alaska. I never know where they're going to put me, but I go. I'm everywhere. I'm international. Half the places that hear me don't want to hear me.
Good for you. Now, have you been fired yet?
Uh-huh.
Are you still working on it?
Yeah. No. Okay. I've been broadcasting over 20 years, and I started on different networks, let's just put it that way, and then moved to another one, and then moved to another one, and finally I'm on Scriptures for America now, and I'm what you would call a legacy broadcaster. It was in the will of the owner of the network to leave me on the air. And so I'm on the air, and it's Scriptures for America. Any of you who like that, they're the world's largest shortwave broadcasting, Christian broadcasting network.
Wonderful.
Which is strange. I'm the one guy that on there that's not a Bible thumper. And I told the pastor that. I said, my ministry is to help people survive in all facets of life and you know, that kind of thing. And he goes, that's good. That's good. At least you're, and this is a quote, at least you're not full of crap.
I remember.
I might or might not be, but that's beside the point.
I remember approaching some preachers in the Springfield Bible Belt here and asked them to bring their flock to the Get Prepared Expo. I said, you know, you got 52 weeks in a year. You've got them for 52 weeks. How about just 1 week? Physical preparedness for 1 week, and you can do the rest 50. I'm sorry, 1 week of physical preparedness and 51 weeks of spiritual preparedness. What do you think about that? Nobody would take me up on it. Something about donations, I think.
Well, it's different out here. I'm in North Idaho, and it's different out here. I buy eggs from a pastor of a big church out here, half a dozen other pastors come in and get stuff from us, and we palaver all the time and talk. And I know a lot of the old-time big boys the government hates.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Sounds like a nice association to be in. When we come back, Kurt, I want to tell you something that happened to me at the Farmers Cooperative yesterday, and it kind of dovetails with this attitude I have now about fighting back. And we're going to talk more about taxes as well. But this is a strategy that involves lots of things.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I've dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, the second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day of God, you're
take my
when you go
to
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I've been buying supplies at the same farmers cooperative for about 12 years. And those who know me know I don't buy one of anything, and I try to buy in bulk when I can for lots of reasons. One, it saves a lot of trips, and two, I get better prices. So we order this dog food that's not normally carried by the farmers cooperative, and we said, well, if we buy it in bulk, will we save money? That we asked initially, and they said, well, yeah. If you buy three bags or more, we'll sit and give you a dollar off each bag. Well, great. So for years, we've been getting a dollar off per bag. Well, the regime changed. The people who work there are mostly gone. They got the new regime. That didn't work out so well, so they got a new regime. That's working okay. Except they've got this one gal in the office who is not very nice to us. She insults Mrs. Finelli every time she goes in there, and we just despise going in there. Anyway, so whenever we go in and we say, don't forget our discount, you know, for the dollar off per bag when we buy multiple bags of dog food, and that's what they've been giving. And then this chiming out of the office, there is this woman who says, they don't deserve that. They don't deserve that. They shouldn't be getting that. Really? That's the agreement. That's the agreement that we have, that we get a dollar off per bag if we buy three bags or more. Normally we buy six bags. What we do is we call them up and say, Lee, can you order these for us? Thank you very much. We'll be there this week. We figure it'll take you a couple days to get it. And we always buy what we order. It's not like we ask them to buy something and stick them with it. We don't do that. We honor our obligations, always. Anyway, so I was kind of anticipating a problem yesterday because we were going to buy some cattle panels. These are 16 feet long. They're about 50 inches high, and they're $19.99 each. So I thought she'd give us a hard time. So I called the office 20 miles away, and I said, the store, same organization, but it's 20 miles away in a different town. I said, I talked to the salesperson there. So what is the price, $19.99. Okay, what if I buy 20 or more? I'll be a dollar off. Okay, I appreciate it. I'm Vin Finelli. Thank you so much. So I go to the local guys right in our little hamlet, and they said, I asked them for 30 of them. They said, okay. I said, is there a break on 30 of them? They said, well, we'll give you 50 cents off each. I said, well, you know a guy named Brian? He's the manager at the other store. He gives us a dollar off. Really? Okay. I said, what? I guess I should go there, right? And he said, no, don't go there. Don't go there. We'll sell them to you. And I said, so, but why are you going to charge me more? Well, we'll give you the dollar off. I said, it sounds to me like I need to run for the board of directors of this cooperative. And my platform, and now people are listening to me. The place is packed. And now everybody's looking at me because I'm speaking in a normal voice. They normally speak in whispers. I said, so I need to run on for the board of directors, and my platform is going to be lower prices because you guys charge too much. And then I said, and this is the new enhanced, steroid enhanced Vin Finelli. He's out of control. So, and I said, so we're loading these cattle panels. And I said, by the way, that gal Debbie in the front office, she's kind of mean to us. And it's really, my truck doesn't want to turn left when I go in front of this cooperative. It wants to keep going. It wants to go any place but here. It hates going here, because we're treated so badly by this woman. As a matter of fact, I'm going to run for the board of directors, and I'm going to get her fired. And the guy's looking at me, and I said, well, I can't really do that. But what I can do is, if I'm on the board of directors, I can influence the manager. And I can tell the manager if he'd like to keep his job, he's going to have to fire Debbie. That's how I'm reacting now. I've had it. Absolutely had it with people who just don't live up to their obligations, who give me a hard time. Kurt, your thoughts?
My thoughts is you're too nice a guy. Simple. I had one of the largest gun shops in California, in on the corner of 8th and K Street in Modesto, California. Next door to me was the largest feed store in the whole Central Valley. And there was a female there that she was snide and rude and the kind of person that can insult you behind your back and everybody laughs and you're like, what was that type thing? And this is the kind of person she was. She thought she was God's gift to mankind because she had a perfect figure. And they sold cowboy clothes. They sold Western clothes and a lot of acumens like that. And I was in there with my wife one day because somebody had broken into the their building behind them. They broke into it. And I was in there to tell them that because obviously they didn't know because the window was still broken. So I went in there and she's in there and she goes, she said something to my wife about, you sure you're in the right department for the clothes? Because you don't wear these kind of clothes. And my wife's 5'4". She doesn't take crap from anyone, including me. And I'm 6'2", 260 pounds. And my wife looks at her and she goes, honey, I can afford to buy every damn thing you have in here, including you. So shut up and get the manager.
You know, I was thinking you were talking about Debbie. I was thinking you were talking about Debbie, except you said you described your physical attributes, and now I know you're not talking about Debbie. But go ahead.
No, you don't. See, here's the thing, and I can't say this over the air, but I was raised on the Indian Reservation, Klamath Reservation, Northern California, Southern Oregon. And one of the things that I learned is a saying, and I can't say it the way they say it over the air, but I can give you that inkling. I don't eat crap. I don't take crap. I'm not in the crap business. And this is what people have to have. I'm not politically correct. If somebody steps on my toes, I'm going to call them on it. And that's what you have to do, like you have done. When somebody affronts you, when somebody acts in a suppressive, evil manner, oh, we're going to ban inanimate objects. Call them on it. You ever hear of Congressman Gary Condit?
Yeah, Con did it. Yeah, Con did it.
I'm the guy that broke the story.
Uh-huh.
I'm the guy. I had okay. So, I was the NRA recruiter in Modesto, and he came in because he was a congressman at the time, and he wanted to impress us yokels of how great he was. So, there's pictures of me and him in the newspaper, and he's telling me, he goes, "I'll never vote for gun control ever, ever, ever." Blah blah blah. So what happens? The Brady Bill comes up. He was a deciding vote. And there happened to be a radio show. He was being interviewed on a 50,000 watt station in San Francisco, which I was broadcasting over. But apparently he didn't know my radio show was there. So he was talking about how great he is again on the radio and how sad it is about the, you know, the gun control got passed, and I'll quote, "But we had to do something to get those assault weapons off the street." And I called up on the air and I said, "Congressman, this is Kurt Wilson." And he goes, "Oh yeah, how you doing, Kurt?" I said, "Yeah, I only have one question. Why did you lie to me?" He went ballistic. "I don't know who you are, blah, 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 blah." And I said, "Oh, that's fine. I have a, right here in my office, I have a copy of the newspaper article where you and I met and we talked about NRA and recruiting, and there's photographs of you and me and all of this. So anybody thinks that I'm actually lying, I'd be more than happy to show the difference." From that point on, he would have nothing to do with Modesto. He wouldn't come into the city because he was afraid I'd be there.
Yeah.
So you have to stand up. You can't say he's authority, so he's beyond reproach. No. These guys, power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely, absolutely every time. They're, you know, it's as simple as that. So, you're like me. You call them when they step on your toes.
Absolutely. I'm really not looking for a fight. I got more on my plate than I can handle. However, when my family is threatened, that's when I go into full defensive mode. And my defensive mode includes exposing the thugs. We were talking about taxes. And I want to share something with you before. I guess the next hour we'll get into the specifics of what we do. But, and I like buying things on eBay. I like buying them out of state so I don't have to pay tax on them. And if the state claims that, well, you know, I owe Missouri tax because I bought these things as a use tax. No, actually, that's not true because I buy things for the farm, and the farm does not pay tax for farm items. Okay, and I'm very careful how I do this. But here's what's happened lately. I bought a couple items, and I look to see what state these are being sold from. So it'll say the seller shipping from. If it says shipping from Missouri, I don't buy it because I don't want to pay Missouri tax. If they have a physical presence in Missouri, they by statute can charge me tax. So I'll find it from Tennessee or some other place. So I don't have to pay that 8% sales tax. That's when I shop at eBay. So I suggest you do the same thing where you're shopping, Les. Find
don't buy,
out of states.
Buy through Amazon because Amazon is legally taking tax from all states.
Yep. Amazon is taking tax, so I avoid Amazon now as well. So anyway, I bought these two items from two different sellers, but it sure did seem like the pictures were the same. It sure did seem like everything was the same, but they are two different usernames on eBay, seller names. So I bought one from one from another. And sure enough, you know, I click buy it now, boom, sales tax. So I contacted them in a very terse manner. And it's the new me, the short fuse Vinfinelli. And I said, you're illegally charging sales tax. You do not. And I just said, you do not have a physical presence in the state of Missouri. You're illegally charging sales tax. And here's how much you owe me as a refund for the sales tax that you stole from me. Do you know that both of them within one day said, most so sorry. These were Asian companies. Yeah.
Of course.
Most so sorry. They charge us tax. We charge you tax. Sorry, refund done. That kind of thing. So this is an out of country company saying that shipping from all over, you know, shipping from the United States, but they're charging sales tax. So now we have eBay sellers illegally charging sales tax. And if you don't call them up short on it, they're going to take extra money, maybe 8%, 5%. You know, the highest sales tax rate is 9.98 in the United States. I wonder how they got to 9.98. I guess 10% would have caused a revolution. But anyway, think about that, class. Think about that and report them to eBay. And we'll be right back. Kurt Wilson.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have...
Hey, Kyle, is that you? Or is it McKenzie?
No.
If your current plan includes using a
I'm sorry.
Stove or a
I was wondering if Kyle was there. I was going to ask him how my voice is holding up. How is my voice holding up?
You're doing fine. You have to clear your throat now and then. Did you get my package?
Okay. Not yet.
For the finest in survival
you will.
Stoves and fire
hey, thanks so much. Hey, I love broadcasting with you. I just wanted to let you know. It is so much fun. This is more fun than a garage sale.
Results are usually the first impression that people form of you.
Well, the key is that people learn
that they create a positive impression.
Well, yeah. Now, would you like to share a story when we come back?
Says about a big impact on your life and your livelihood.
Even is this a good time for you?
I'll share something. I'll share the big renal gun show. Nothing to do with what we talked about. It's a different thing.
Call 800-831-0771
Okay. Hey, Kurt, I really want to thank you. I love broadcasting with you. It is so delightful. It's refreshing. It's just a great feeling. And I just wanted to share.
Well, I appreciate that. We're on the same wavelength. It's pretty weird.
Technology can help make your online search results.
Yeah, and there aren't very many of us that are on the same wavelength. But maybe a few more will join us, and it'd be kind of nice.
Maybe not today. Maybe
well, someday I may get out there. Are you close to Freeze Dry Guy?
To survive.
Oh, Ron? No, I think he's in Arizona.
We need survivalist camps.
No, he's in Idaho.
Off the grid mobile. Well, his daughter's up there.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. RV or trailer. And you've got a lot of the famous friends that made the news over the years, right? Is that right?
Survivalistcamps.com. Yeah. In fact, I have a good friend of mine who wrote a book. This is a money saving that cost him everything he owns. $20,000 or more taxes. Went after him. We can help IRS you today, right now. And he has an engineering office. No picnic. From my it's an store. Intimidating and extremely he was, stressful big, process. Big time. I got.
Don't want to go it alone.
Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every.
Have you ever interviewed Hartford Van Dyke?
Resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
he's faculty with us, and he's going to be on next. So don't take your tax debt lightly. His one of his relatives was involved in the communique to about the attack on Pearl Harbor, and it was mishandled. And we're going to talk about that, how Roosevelt got us into war deliberately.
Focus on your business.
Oh, that was known. I knew that.
Right. But his relative was the guy.
Really?
His relative was the guy. Yes.
The single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's
there was a movie about it. And it showed that they knew the Japanese were coming, and they purposely stopped any communications to warn people.
Right, and they even put under house guard two admirals to prevent them from responding. Yes, that's going to come out on Friday. All right, we're coming back.
No whining.
Yeah, no whining.
Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I just want to tell you, I mentioned to Kurt Wilson off the air during the commercial break. I just love broadcasting with him. And he mentioned that we're on the same page. And that's kind of who we are. There are many of us who, regardless of physical size, I'm only 5'7", 138 pounds before I got on these steroids, and now I gained 6 pounds, but I'm still kind of a small guy. But I don't take it. I just don't take it. So if you want to take a page out of our book, regardless of your physical size, you do not have to take abuse, and you can stand up. And as Jenna Reno said, if you see something, say something. So Kurt Wilson, you got a story for us?
Yeah, I got a story for you. Northern Idaho had an organization up here called the Americans for Constitutional Government, and it was these were just the good old boys. There were 1,000 or so people in the organization, and ranging in age from 12 to 95. And these were people exactly that. They wanted constitutional government. They didn't want bureaucracies. They didn't want communism. They didn't want anything but constitutional government. We'd have a potluck in winter at the VFW hall, and then we'd have a barbecue at the park on Ramsey Road for 4th of July. And there'd be thousands of us there. If you can name anyone who's been a patriot in the past 20 years, who the government's gone after, these are the guys that were at these meetings. I mean, this was the focal point for all of the militias in the United States. They'd send their representatives there, famous photographers and documentarists that would be there. And because of the work that I did, and I worked with the FBI to handle a lot of hacking from foreign nations, because I had the ability. So I worked with them for 2 years. But while doing that, I discovered and met a lot of people. And I discovered that our government is not a friend of Americans in any way, shape, or form. Their viewpoint is that we are the enemy, and every one of us, now this is the quote, you're all criminals, you just haven't been caught yet. That's their viewpoint. So one of the guys at this in this meeting is named Phil Hart at these barbecues and potlucks named Phil Hart. Okay, he was our congressman here in Northern Idaho. He wrote a book called Do You Have Any Constitutional Taxes? I think that's the name of the book. It was about 3 inches thick, and good Lord, I couldn't read it. I tried. I'd get in 10 pages in, and I'd be going to sleep. He researched the IRS code so pervasively and discovered that there is no tax. You do not owe taxes. This is a voluntary system. You don't have to pay taxes if you don't want to. He had the proof and everything. No ifs, ands, or buts. He had the proof. Well, I was selling this book in my store. My store is Survival Enterprises. And Vince has said SE1.us. Okay. I got phone calls from the FBI saying, you know, you really shouldn't be selling those books because they're, what did they call it? They're anti-American type thing. And I'm like, you're telling me that this is an anti-American thing? That you're talking about the IRS. Is that anti-American? So they can't screw with me because I can walk them around the maypole and confuse the hell out of them. So next thing you know, I get a phone call from Phil saying the IRS is after me. They're auditing me. I said, well, okay, they've audited me 3 times already. He goes, no, you don't understand, Kurt. They're declining every single deduction I have, no matter what it is. Now, this guy's an engineer. He's one of the best in North Idaho. So he's millions of dollars are moving through his hands. Now, he's still playing the game of taxes, even though he knows he doesn't have any actual. Well, to make a long story short, next thing you know, the IRS owns his house, took his bank account, took every particle of everything he owned, except clothes on his back, and his wife left him. It's all illegal, but they did it. Why? Because they can kill you if you don't do what they say.
And I had a wonderful session with Hartford Van Dyke yesterday off the air, and he's saying very much the same thing. He's saying, it's illegal, it's unconstitutional, but they do it. And he's going to be with us next Friday. Hartford Van Dyke. Kurt Wilson and I are going to be right back. We're going to talk about specifics with what's happening in taxes. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.